that. And this one. The other guys had it, like, they had that light on. Just like, what the fuck?
No, we gotta have the spooky vibes.
It's gotta be dark.
Yeah.
Those bozos.
All right.
The world. What a terrifying place. Seek horrors, and you will find they exist behind every corner. If endless fears of evil beasts and the wickedness of reality torments your restless spirit, confront it. Take a seat and settle in. You've made it just in time for the Goblin Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Goblin Hour. Yeah! Woo! My special guest for today is...
Izzy. Woo!
Yeah! I'm going to censor your last name. Okay. I don't want you to be doxxed. Because we don't do that on this awesome show, Goblin Hour.
Right.
But Izzy, welcome. How are you doing?
I'm doing really well. How are you?
Good. You have water. I have water. I forgot to tell you to bring water, but you know.
You know me. I don't go anywhere without my emotional support water bottle.
I'm getting a lot of flack for that recently.
What?
Everybody keeps screaming at me because I don't, because I always have my water bottle with me and I leave it around at work and forget
Listen, I literally crocheted a like little sling for it so I can carry it around without having to carry another bag.
This is really affirming for me right now. Everybody's giving me shit for always drinking my water and having it. It's like, oh, okay, I'll choose to be dehydrated.
But listen, my emotional support water bottle, like part of the appeal, you know, is like it gets a little bit of that bacteria flavor and
yeah. You're like, should I be drinking this? This one's got like a little plastic, you know,
yeah,
feeding
yeah.
thing here that's silicone. So it really is a great environment for mold growing. People see it and they love it.
I recently cleaned mine for the first time in a little while.
You know what? That's awesome. Audience, do you love clean water bottles? That was the water bottle segment. Izzy, welcome. So this is Goblin Hour, as you know. And there are two questions I always got to start with.
Okay.
First one is, of course, how do we meet? I'm going to steal it a little bit. We were coworkers. Everybody always says the name of the place, and I have to censor it, and it's got that loud-ass
beep. I already
knew
that you were going to censor it.
Yeah.
I would censor it, too.
Okay, cool. Yeah, because I don't want to go to, like, federal prison for exposing that place's deep, dark secrets. Dude, I just got a crazy text. I got to not look at this right now.
Okay. That crazier was... than the text message in the group chat?
Where I'm cropped out of the fucking image?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really cool. But, yeah, we met at the same workplace. But now, more interestingly, we're like classmates, kind of.
Yeah,
we go to
yeah.
the same department, I guess, at our yeah. college.
Same college, inside the university.
Yeah. Which, to all the infants listening, there are different buildings called colleges that have different specializations.
Yeah.
So, we go to the same university and the same
college.
Isn't that crazy?
Crazy.
And then the second question, of course.
Okay.
On Goblin Hour, we like to talk about all sorts of scary, evil monsters, things that haunt the night, goblins, beasts,
right.
werewolves, you know all that stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Have you ever encountered anything like this? Supernatural, could be a ghost, could be a specter, could be a wraith.
I definitely think I've seen a ghost.
Well, tell me about it. Did you fight it? Did you kill it?
No. So I was sleeping, actually, and I woke up one night, and I thought I saw the ghost of my dead dog, right?
Ooh.
And, like, earlier that day, so I don't know if this was, like, my imagination, like, pulling some BS on me or anything, but, like, I was, like, I saw somewhere that, like,
evil
like,
dogs
evil
come
spirits,
back.
You know, can disguise themselves as something that's, like...
Like a
precious
pet?
To you, yeah, like,
ooh.
Can, like, pretend to be something friendly, and I was like, this is weird, like, why is my dog here? And so, I was like, nope, and then the face of the, like, ghost thingy changed into something definitely evil, you know?
Izzy, I'm gonna cry.
Yeah.
Scaring me too much.
And I was like, oh my goodness, I was freaking out. I was like, it's, like, 3 a.m. at this point, I'm still half asleep.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, no, there's no way. And so, I actually, like, look up, like, a protection thing to, like, say over and over again Because, I was getting chills. It was super cold in the room. I was like, no.
Izzy, if you need magic power, check out the Goblin Hour Spells episode, all right?
Okay, but...
That one's got all sorts of information on that audience. They love it. They love it. I can have them eating out of the palm of my hand.
Right, yeah.
They don't know shit. All right, but yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
So, I guess last question before we just fully jump into it. Do you have any guess about what I might pull up? I don't think there's a chance in hell you get it, but I would love to hear you try and, come up with what you think it might be.
I have no idea.
Give me something.
I'm so bad at guessing. Can I just guess what you said earlier?
Sure, yeah.
Oklahoma catfish.
Oh, yeah, the catfish. I wasn't able to find much information on that. So instead, we're doing the Dobhar Chew.
Okay.
wow, what a good reaction.
Well, I want to say it right. How do you say it?
I don't know. It's an Irish word.
Okay.
So
I'm Irish. Please don't cancel me, Grandma.
Ooh, Grandma's going to cancel you. That's crazy. Yeah. It's the Dobhar, Dobhar hyphen Chu. Yeah, Dober Chew. I don't know. Basically, I mean, we're not Irish. We don't know.
We're not Irish. It's fine.
Please don't be cruel. Don't be rotten.
Grandma, don't listen.
We're just trying to share information with the people. Yeah. This animal is crazy. It's basically a big, a big otter.
Okay.
And it's described as half dog, half fish. It's huge.
That's crazy. I don't like otters, actually.
Perfect.
I think otters are kind of evil.
Well, this one definitely is evil. Let me find should start. Because we've got some cool resources. I think I want to start with the Wikipedia page.
Okay.
And then we'll go to cryptids, and then we'll go to all this supplemental reading I have. Because we start with the facts, and then we go into the anecdotes.
Do you remember
generally.
When we went to the aquarium?
We saw those otters?
Yeah.
That was peak.
Yeah. We took a picture in the little, child thing where you put your head through it.
Yeah, we had a lot of cute little pictures
in
that.
Yeah,
a lot of cute pictures from that
day. I think otters are cute, but they're evil.
They have powers for sure.
For sure.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so the Dobhar Chew, the Irish pronunciation, just look at the top part and then hand it back to me.
Okay.
It's right at the top.
It's just box D, it's just, box O, box,
it's a bunch of cubes.
Box.
Bunch of squares. It's crazy.
Box.
So it's definitely not pronounceable, or maybe the keys didn't work on this
maybe
version
the,
of Wikipedia.
The characters,
but
yeah.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Oh, sorry. Whoops. All right.
ASMR.
Got to start with the water drink. The Dobhar Chew. Irish pronunciation that. Oh, yeah. This is important, too. I might actually literally cut this part. But anyway. This thing is also sometimes called King Otter. It's a creature of Irish folklore. It resembles both a dog and an otter, though it sometimes is described as half dog, half fish. It lives in water and has fur with protective properties. There are little to no written records of the Dobhar Chew.
Wait. So it has fur and scales, or is it a furry fish?
I think it's a furry fish. I don't think it has scales.
Okay.
Because all the pictures are big otters.
I was just wondering if, the protective fur was only on, the dog part and not the fish part.
It's got the fur. It probably has little paws like a normal otter, but...
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
No scales. But, there are little to no records since its legend has relied heavily on oral storytelling and tradition. That's pretty cool. That's how you know this one could be real.
Legit, yeah.
Yeah, because it's just people saying, Grandma fought that. Grandma got eaten by that. All right, the description. Oh, here's kind of what you were asking about. Physical description of the Dobhar Chew resembles an otter, but said to be about 5 times as large, 10 to 15 feet, with a white pelt, that is not what I was imagining, black ear tips, and a black cross shape on its back. Though due to murky waters it is said to reside in, its pelt may be portrayed as darker.
Okay, but...
That's crazy. 10
otters,
to 15 feet?
I'm sorry, if that's 3 times the normal size of... 4 times? 5 times?
Yeah, probably.
5 times? That means otters are, 3 feet, which I don't believe. I don't buy that.
Do you think they're bigger?
I think they're smaller.
An otter is, because the thing, their main body is probably, that.
Right.
But then they have a tail. That's probably about 3 feet or so.
I was thinking
they're,
2 feet.
Audience, I'm doing a hand
feet.
Thing. Yeah, maybe. But some of them can be 10 feet.
I gotta look it up. I gotta look up the average size
the,
of an otter.
The otter size? Okay. Average otter size.
Incoming, one second. It's loading.
audience. Turns out there's a non-zero chance I lose one of my jobs.
So. Regular otters can be up to 5 feet. That's crazy.
So yeah, these guys are big.
2.5 to 5 feet.
And this one's scarily huge.
Okay, I'm just saying, if I saw anything like 10 feet long, I'm already done.
I'm out of the water.
Yeah.
I'm drying off. I'm toweling off. Fuck that. But this is the etymology section. I skip this quite often because it's literally, where'd the word come from? And that's not as cool as like a funny little monster. But the Dobberchew is one of the most common Irish words for otter. The modern Irish word for water is wisi. Although Dober is also used in place names. Dober is a much older form, and cognates are found in other Celtic languages, e.g. Welsh, Cornish, Dorgi, Hound, whatever. See, this is why I don't do the etymology part. It's like a bunch of words I don't know how to pronounce every time.
I did a report over some language. Scottish Gaelic?
Speak some.
I don't know any.
It's audience. Headstone. This is like an interesting little part.
Okay.
A headstone found in Conwall Cemetery in Glenade County, Leitrim, depicts the Dobberchew and is related to a tale of an attack on a local woman by the creature. The stone is claimed to be the headstone of a grave of a woman killed by the Dobberchew in the 18th century. The monument is a recumbent flag of sandstone, which is about 4.6 by 1.1 feet. In size. It depicts a recumbent animal having body and legs like those of a dog with the characteristic depth of rib and strength of thigh. Okay, weird phrasing. The tail, long and curved, shows a definite tuft. What does that mean? Wait, hold on. I completely lost my spot.
Definite tuft.
A definite tuft, yeah. Wow, weird. Okay, the rear of the haunch and still more of the tail are in exceptionally low relief, apparently, due to the loss of a thin flake. Wait, this is just describing the fucking...
the stone.
The stone.
Okay, I was like, flake. I thought I had protective fur. Right. Why would it be flaking?
Whatever, I'm scared. Oh my god, most of this page is on the headstone. All right, never mind. Here's the legend.
Okay,
all right.
Give it to me.
Grace McLaughlin, locally known as Grace Connolly, her maiden name, lived in the townland of Crevilla at the northwest corner of Glenade Louth. One morning, she went down to the Louth Lake, that's what Louth is, it's lake, to wash some clothes. Some accounts say that her husband, Terence, rushed to the shore after hearing her scream, whilst others say that he went down after she failed to return that evening. Both accounts say Mr. McLaughlin rushed down only to find her mutilated body with the Dobberchew sleeping on top of her. Terence runs home and grabs a dagger before returning to kill the Dobberchew. As the beast died, it let out a whistling yell to its mate, who soon rose from the lough. The second beast chased him from the lough, and after a long and bloody battle, which some accounts say he did not face alone, he killed the second Dobberchew. That's wild.
That's a little bit crazy. Why is it sleeping on top of her?
Because it's like it's proud of its kill.
So do they kill for sport or for, like, food?
I don't know. I think it's probably a mix of both. It's marking it as its territory and saying, this is my food for the time being.
Okay.
You know?
See, interesting. Okay.
Wow. I can't believe that he killed it, though. He killed it twice. Because that's what
dagger.
I would do.
With a dagger.
I was like, oh, he's going to lose.
15-foot otter.
A huge, like, lion.
With protective fur. How protective is this fur?
Not protective enough. That guy cleared it easily.
With the dagger. That's crazy.
Yeah. I think that is... probably, that's got to be what happened.
Right, yeah.
There's no way. There's no way they're making that up. That was too epic.
Yeah, it's definitely true. I believe it.
Here, okay, next. This one is from the Cryptid Wiki. Because that was okay. Wikipedia. That's all legend. And the good thing about the Cryptid Wiki is something else. Hold on. Wait a damn second. Oh, no. Oh, no. Disaster may have struck. Disaster did not strike. Okay, I thought we lost a valuable piece of this lore. Anyway, here, let me pass this over to you so you can describe the creature a little bit. It's not like, it doesn't need to be described too much because, you know, I think at this point people understand what it is based on the descriptions, but, you know.
Just from, like, the picture or?
Yeah.
It looks like an otter.
There you go. If you guys are thinking about an otter in your head, you are accurate.
But, like, with a weirdly shaped head.
Yeah, it looks more ferocious.
Like, it looks very, like, I don't know, like... Loch Ness monster-esque.
Yeah, it's sort of drawn in that way. Elongated proportions.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely, like, flat. Flat and, like, ovular. Ovular.
So that's what we think it looks like, gangsters.
Weird.
Yeah, but it's powerful.
Yeah, okay.
All right, cool. next, this is from Crypto Wiki, because that was from Wikipedia. It's a creature of Irish folklore and a cryptid. Roughly translated to water hound, it resembles a dog and an otter, though sometimes described as half dog, half fish. Yeah. We know all that. Many sightings have been documented down through the years. Most recently, in 2003, Irish artist Sean Corcoran and his wife claimed to have witnessed a Dober Chew on Omi Island in Connemara County, whatever, they saw it. In his description, the large, dark creature made a haunting screech, could swim fast, and had orange flipper-like feet.
So, like, a platypus.
He saw a duck or something. Frankly, it probably was that. This guy seems dumb. What are you talking about?
He's an artist. He has...
He's too creative.
Yeah.
All right. And we said the headstone thing. Yeah. It's also just, you know, the modern water drinking moment.
Yeah. Okay. My water bottle, like, screams when I drink it.
I think mine's
the worst. Yeah, but you wouldn't hear that without the headphones and the mic, right?
I don't think I would have heard yours.
Okay, no, you would, because every time I drink in class,
another picture of that one.
People just whip their stare heads around at me.
What are you doing? Stop drinking water.
The one underwater is like
looks a lot longer. It looks like a different animal.
Gollum.
It looks like
like a fish tail.
Okay, I didn't see that, but yeah.
I don't know.
I believe you.
It does look like a dog. That one looks more like the half dog, half fish.
It's got the scary dog appendages.
But it doesn't look like it has fur. It looks like it has, like, sleek skin.
True. Hey, how's this? I messed with the audio on the fly. Shouldn't have done that, but, you know, what can you do?
Yeah. It sounds great.
Cool.
Interesting. Do you want this back?
Yeah. Do not take it from me. And you know what? While you're at it, give me the other one, too. Quit being a thief. Ugh.
That's me.
Give me those papers. All right. Next, this is from the Cryptid Wiki. This is one of my favorite sources because it's pretty traditionally not very good, and there are comments on this page.
I love comments.
So we get to see what the fans think. All right. Dober Chew is a giant carnivorous lake monster that lives in Ireland. The most consistent ancient descriptions is of a great otter. Dober Chew's other names are Doyarchu, Dobarku, Duragu, Sea Dog, or Irish Crocodile.
I'm kind of vibing with the Sea Dog.
I'm not gonna lie, Irish Crocodile goes insanely hard. If it's just like a funny mammal, that's awesome. There's the Irish Crocodile, and it's a huge otter.
Mm-hmm. See, when I think of like an Irish crocodile, I just think of like a crocodile that's orange or like has red hair.
On this island, there is a lake, surrounds low. Dober Chew are said to live there for now. The first modern sighting noted in a description of West Connaught by Roderick O'Flaherty in 1684. And, yeah, okay. That's interesting. Reportedly saw a giant creature. This is the one we talked about. Oh, check this out. There is, interestingly, an archaeological remnant called the Kinlow Stone that is the gravestone of a woman who was killed by Dober Chew in the 17th century. Her name was Grain. Another gravesite is the Glenade Stone, found in Conwell Graveyard, where there is a Dober Chew figure carved on the gravestone. I think that's what was being described previously.
Yeah. So there's two of them? Like two markers?
Maybe. I don't know.
Because one said 18th century and one said 17th, so...
That one was... the 18th century is, I think, the marker. This other one is something else, maybe? No, you're right, 17th century. I don't know. Whatever. It doesn't matter. It's fine.
I think there's two of them.
Also, I'm not sure if I did the disclaimer yet. If I mispronounce anything, don't yell at me, please, because I don't know, audience. I'm not Irish. I don't speak Irish.
I'm Irish, but I can't pronounce it. I'm sorry.
You don't know Irish neither. This is a cool page. Some cool images. I'll show that to you in a second. But that's just me on my quest to get to the
juicy information.
The comments. Oh. All right. There are some cool other monsters. There's this thing called, like, the... Ahuitzotl, which is a cat-like river monster from South American mythology. Mm. The Lake Muckross monster, or Mucky, a more traditional lake monster from Lake Muckross in South Ireland with little to no historical references. And then, of course, the Loch Ness monster. Those are just some other ones. If you guys like this a lot and want to check it out. The fucking bit, I just figured out the issue with this. God damn it. look at this dumbass ad that's on every page covering it up. God fucking, that's what it is. It's right at the top. It's the dude on the skateboard. That's on every page.
Fiber guy in roller skates.
It's a bald guy with like a really thick mustache.
But like a bad mustache.
Yeah, not good like mine, right?
Are those the pictures?
Yeah, keep describing this guy though, this cool character.
He's wearing like a bad Hawaiian shirt, but like not Hawaiian. You know, like,
yeah, it's one of those
same style.
It's that idea.
Yeah.
It looks stupid. He looks stupid.
Long white socks and roller skates.
And he's obscuring important information about the Dober Jew.
I thought there was a scrunchie on his wrist, but it's just his hand in front of a lamp.
Oh,
and he's holding like an iPad or a really large phone.
Something that'll benefit from fiber internet.
Yeah, and he's kind of like, I don't know, posing.
He's doing like a cool thing.
Yeah.
Describe those little images though, since you're there.
Okay.
Oh yeah, real quick. The Pokemon Vaporeon might be somewhat based on this.
Oh, okay. I don't know what that is.
It's okay. I'll show you after.
Okay, okay. The first image is like the otter, but with like a longer tail, kind of like a sea monster, I guess.
Long tail otter.
Right. And then like a really long snout.
Long snout. Okay.
Yeah. That's with important. Like kind of crocodilian.
So ooh, okay.
Maybe that's where the Irish crocodile came from. The second one kind of looks like a tiger almost.
Yeah, I saw that too. That one was crazy.
I kind of thought it was a skeleton.
Yeah, it looks weird.
It's weird. Because there's like stripes that make it look like bones.
Yeah, true. True.
Very, I don't know. It kind of looks like a frog-like dog.
Ooh.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
But with like a tadpole tail.
A dog with frog-like traits and a tadpole tail.
And
that's
then
epic.
The third one is kind of cute. The third one's kind of cute looking. It's like a little otter with like little weird like fly catcher. Like
true.
You know what I'm talking
about?
Yeah,
you're just motioning at me like a seal clapping.
Like the little like things that spread out from like fly catchers.
Their mouth?
The plant. Yeah, yeah.
Their mouth thing?
Yeah, it looks like little ears on him.
Oh, okay.
Kind of cute. It looks like he has a, I was going to say morsel, but it's a human hand in his mouth in one of the sketches.
Scary.
And then
the last
one is one attacking or being attacked by people in a boat. And it looks like a really large otter with fangs and a really long tongue.
Okay.
Kind of weird.
That's epic. Thank you for the description, Izzy.
You're
that was
welcome.
Audience. What do you think? They loved it.
Oh, yeah. Of course they did.
All right. I keep bumping this mic. What is wrong with me? It's in every episode. I'm like, you'd think I'd figure out where it is in space.
It must have been those guys before us, right? They messed it up.
Hold on a second. You're onto something. All right. So Stupid did cut off one of the comments again with his fucking fiber internet ad. I'm gonna censor where I said by the way. I'm not giving them free advertising.
No free ad.
It was like a wireless company, the shitty one, if you can remember that. It's
the one
that sucks.
I have.
Yeah, it's the shitty one that Izzy has that she's gonna cancel after this because
right,
she
yeah.
hates what they. I think I have it too. Hold on, let me check.
Because my parents have
it. No, I've got a different one.
Oh, okay.
I have one that doesn't run ad space on fucking Cryptid Wiki. All right, we got the first comment is from 2020, because I believe, yeah, these show up in mostly order of, like, the newer ones first.
Okay.
The older ones. So our first one is from Michael the Spikester.
Okay.
September 19th, 2020. If we
Hold
were
on. Pause.
Pause.
At the username. Why didn't he do Mike the Spikester?
No.
Because Mike and Spike rhyme.
Mike the Spikester?
Yeah.
That could be a little better, but this is Michael the Spikester.
I know. Right? I'm just, Michael...
Change your username. Make it Mike.
Yeah. Change your handle.
He said, if we were living in the world of motherfucker. I'd envision the Dober Chew being a species of large otter among one of the alongside the giant otter and sea otter. No shit, Michael. Thank you.
Really?
Right, here we got this guy. This is Seafood36 from March 15th, 2018. Do any of you think it's a prehistoric amphibian like Eodrinus, Labyrinthodont, or anything predicting?
What's this guy's name again?
Sifu 36.
Sifu, I don't know what you just said, yeah, first of all. Second of all, not all of us are like fancy like paleontologists, or is that the right word for dinosaurs?
Yeah, paleontologist.
Yeah.
I don't know either. Whatever. Audience.
People that study dinosaurs. I'm not one of them. And archaeologist I don't know is the pottery. Fancy scientific names. Like, if you said the T-Rex, I'd be like, oh,
ooh,
got you.
I know what this guy's T-Rex.
Or the, like, Mosasaurus.
It is not like that, Sifu.
You know?
Yeah.
Like the big sea one.
But he didn't say that. He said labyrinthodont and Eogyrinus. He really just wanted to prove how epic he was. And then he also made no sense with his finale.
Whatever. I feel like you're just flexing on us, which is not...
We do have a dumb guy in the audience, so check this out. Okay. This is just a Phantom user. He didn't even share... He/they/them/she didn't even share their username.
Okay.
This cryptid is fake. Fuck you, Phantom user. Fucking idiot.
If it's fake, why are you looking at it, first of all? Second of all...
Yeah, get off the page.
Why do you care enough to comment?
He's an idiot. But a lot of people did rip him apart for this.
Okay, good.
Like, this guy, this is Manwolf, 4/16/2016, so April 16th. He says, no one had proof of gravitational waves until recently, but we knew they were real. Your argument is invalid, guy. If that was the case, we wouldn't be learning new things anymore. For example, we have no proof there are undiscovered deep sea animals, but we do know there are. Spitting facts, Manwolf.
Yeah, I don't like the username, but I support the content.
I support his idea and his username. Manwolf, you're the goat for standing up to that idiot.
I don't like that. I don't know. I'll.
You're not going to rip him apart too much. Yeah. You're going to be like, all right, let him live. Okay, cool. Next we got Kentro Stego 32. This is from October 18th, 2014. I think it is a large seal, a killer seal.
I think it just spent, like,
yes.
A couple paragraphs explaining that it is a large otter / dogfish.
This guy thinks it wasn't. He thinks it was a big seal.
Okay.
That's his thought. Okay. Next, we have another fandom user. Does anyone know where the full newspaper article is?
Nope.
Nope. Sorry, man.
Sorry. All I see are the wireless
the
ads.
Fucking cool ads. The newspaper got complete. There was probably a lot we missed because of this fucking ad on every page obfuscating stuff. Because I
but
learned,
it's like not small either. It's like
no, it's probably
a fourth of the page.
Yeah, at least
if not a third.
It's probably somewhere in between those two. Is my guess.
Like a sixth.
It's great. Probably. So, I don't know.
That's not between that. Yeah. No.
It'd be like I think 3/8 would be.
I don't know how to do math. I'm a writing major.
4/10 is 40. 3/10. 3/10.
Sure.
Yeah, it's about 3/10 of the page, maybe. All right, next we've got... does anyone know the full... Yeah. Next we have fake guy got attacked by a bull shark. He said that on September 11th, 2013.
What guy are they talking about?
I don't know. It's probably from part of the thing that got cut off because it's stupid.
I understand why you would think it's a bull shark, but bull sharks do not have fur, so...
But we have a bunch of other people weighing in on this who kind of also ripped him apart. This guy, okay. Just an anonymous user. Bull sharks don't have yellow eyes, nor do they live that far north. And neither do Dober choose from the looks of things, unless you could show me a body of one.
Okay.
Get owned.
That's fair.
Manwolf came back. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
He said, nor are they furry seal-like things. He agreed with what you were just saying.
Okay, I gotta give credit to that.
Manwolf is the goat. He's
hate the username, deep. Love the content.
Please keep producing more Manwolf. We love you. Audience, let's hear it for Manwolf. Whoa, whoa, whoa!
They're loving it.
I got a yell over. Oh, it's over. Good job, guys. Thank you for cheering so loud, but in a quick way.
Yeah.
All right, the next two are pretty long.
Okay.
But this one here is pretty short, so we'll do this one first. Okay. This one is like... I think this is just a nice... Yeah, this one's a quick little thing. The Dober Chew, it's all the different names.
Right.
Is an old Irish cryptid that resembles either a sort of otter, dogfish hybrid, though in all its transformations, it is commonly described with fur with protective properties, such as an otter. In terms of color, it can range from white to brown or black. So, yeah. There are at least two known, well-known grave sites with the tail of the Dober Chew associated with them. The first is in the Kinloss Stone, said to mark the burial site of a woman killed by the Dober Chew, even providing an image of the creature. This is the one that we read about earlier.
I think it might have... I think it's also, like, the one that was mentioned in the other article. I think there's two of them.
There are two, because this one's even acknowledging that. The second is Glenade Stone, where a woman had been killed by the beast in similar circumstances in 1722 by Lake Glenade. There's also a drawing of the beast there.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah, I think the second one is the one we first heard about.
Okay.
Because I recognize the name Glendale.
I know. Like, I keep wanting to say Glendale, but it's Ireland.
It's not Glendale, is it?
No, it's like Glenade. Glenade or something. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
A woman named Gran, wife of one of the McLaughlins who lived with her husband. Is this just took some clothes? Yeah. He found it asleep on her breast, returning to the house before it died. However, it whistled a call for its fellow. The second Dober Chew came swimming. He killed it with a dagger. Yeah.
I gotta say, these Dober Chews need to get better fur if it's supposed to be protective.
Apparently, in later versions of the tale, the beast had a horn, which with it rammed the horses. Okay, that's crazy. I don't know. It just so many of these articles are like they just reference
jump
things.
Around. Like, yeah, it killed this woman and then was killed and
then it killed
it
the horse.
Rammed some horses.
What? What horse? I didn't know there was a horse there.
What
are you talking
horn?
About? Yeah. No, that's okay. Cool. They sometimes have horns, but look how big this image of the Dober Chew is. I was worried you were gonna see this and get spoiled.
That's like the same image on all
I know.
Of them. But
all
it's,
of them have
it's a
this.
Good quality. It's a good quality.
This
image.
One they blew this one up a lot.
Yeah.
This image looks crazy. Look at that. You can just describe this to the audience.
It looks like a panther.
Yeah, I know.
With like a serpentine
panther with
tail.
Like ribs and like you can see its webbed feet a little bit. It looks wild.
It looks like a fish panther.
Yeah, that's a good description.
Thanks. I try. Writing major, you know, gotta have those creative ideas.
Wait, writing major. Then you'll love this next one, because this one looks like they got a little creative with their writing.
Okay, got it.
Ireland has a rich folklore, rife with tales of strange creatures. Among them is the Dober Chew, otherwise known as the King Otter or Irish Crocodile.
I already hate the use of the word rife. They're very pretentious.
Ooh, you are not letting this guy get away unscathed.
Sorry, I'm sorry. I think it's pretentious.
Okay, fair.
But I'm going to keep an open mind.
Okay. This is, let's see, does it say who this is by? No, I probably cut that out. Yeah, I cut that out. It's described as a huge carnivorous otter-like creature tucked away in County Leitrim graveyard. A young woman's gravestone provides, the information. Maybe more than just a myth. The stories of the Dober Chew date back to ancient times in Ireland, describing it as something similar to a cross between a dog or an otter, or sometimes an otter and a fish. It lives predominantly in the many lakes of Ireland, but is also said to inhabit other bodies of deep water, including rivers and the sea. It is predatory and extremely hostile toward both people and dogs, attempting to drag them into the water to consume or even pursuing them across land.
Full stop. No dogs. I hate the dog killing.
Yeah.
Let's just pretend it only ate humans, okay?
Okay, it only ate humans. They're said to commonly be encountered in pairs, and a dying Dober Chew lets out a strange, high-pitched whistle to alert its partner. The second creature will then emerge from the water and seek to exact revenge on anyone that successfully kills one of the creatures. But what we learned earlier is they're pretty easy to deal with. You just have a dagger on hand.
Yeah.
A couple of your boys.
Just pull out the butter knife.
Die! This is for my wife! That would be crazy. Like, it's like if you were married and Bigfoot, like, ripped your husband in half or something.
Right.
What would you do if you were...
Bigfoot.
Okay, no, let's put you in that situation.
Okay. Give me the hypothetical.
Your romantic partner.
Right.
You go, hey, can you go down to the beach to, like, find some mushrooms? I'm going to make stew later.
Right.
And he's like, they are like, okay. They run down to the beach.
Right.
And you hear... Ah! And you're like, what the fuck? And you sprint down the beach. He's like getting attacked by a big, huge Dober Chew otter monster. What do you do? You have a dagger on your belt. You can fight it if you please.
Okay, is this in modern times or
yes,
if I'm back in the
this
day?
This is modern times.
I'd rather have a gun.
You don't. You have your dagger.
Okay, then if I married someone, I would love them, so I would do it.
You would battle it?
Yeah. I would die, but I would battle
What's your immediate... Because, okay, let's say it's just gnawing on their leg right now.
Yeah.
So, and it sees you, and it lets out its shriek. The partner comes out, and it's...
At least me and my partner will die together.
I'm sorry!
I tried!
I tried to stab it, but I dropped the knife immediately!
I don't have any...
Combat
coordination.
Skills? Yeah.
I would fail. I can't even walk on a hiking trail without breaking my ankle, so... I definitely couldn't charge a full giant otter and kill it with the dagger.
I don't know, dude. It seems like this thing, like, because here, drawing his death. So, you know what, actually, you only have to fight a one-on-one.
Okay.
The partner doesn't come until you kill the other one, and then you have to fight that one, too.
Right. Is my partner still alive, or is he
If you
dead?
Save them in time, yeah.
Okay, then...
Like, they can scrap with you, but they're hurt. Like, they're bleeding.
Okay, I would kill the first one, maybe. Theoretically. Yeah. Very, very, very
You kill the first one somehow.
Somehow, miracle. It whistles.
You cut its head off. You cut
Don't
its
think
neck.
I can do that with a dagger.
You slice its neck.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I do something. And then I would try to stab the other one in its eye.
Ooh.
You know, because...
Okay, yeah.
No protective fur there, hopefully. Yeah. That would be weird if they have furry
fur
eyeballs.
Fur over their eyeballs? Yeah. That's a good point. You really latched on to the fur armor thing.
Yeah. I don't... they say it's protective, but obviously it's not.
Your dagger can take it out. Yeah, no, that is kind of a good point. I think going for the eyeballs is a smart strategy. I wouldn't have thought to do that. Like, I think I would just be jabbing its body and stuff and being like, please die.
I mean, I'm sure if I was in the situation and I was freaking out, probably wouldn't remember to go for the eyes.
You'd be like, no, you'd lock in.
Yeah. But the thing is, like, I don't know. I was super into, like, shark attacks when I was, like,
That's
younger.
What I was thinking with the eyes thing, too.
Yeah, and I was, like, the accounts were always like, you gotta hit its eyes.
Yeah.
So...
You're like, hey, a shark's basically a fucking Dober Jew.
Well,
let's battle.
If they can confuse it with a bull shark, you know, True. Whatever. Gotta be something.
You should work on a big otter monster, too. True. Yeah, yeah. But, yeah, this is just more of this funny idea. As it died, it let out a strange whistle that summoned its mate from the loft, which we, you know, right, we discussed the story earlier. The second creature was said to have pursued him for several miles before he eventually confronted and killed it.
That's where I would fail. I can't. I would...
Several miles later?
I'm
All
sorry,
right, let's
but, like,
fight.
If it's 10 to 15 feet long, it's got to have, like, a pretty good, like...
In the water, I think, like, you're right.
Gait, yeah.
But it's 10 to 15 long with, like, otter body parts, so it's like... like, just trotting after you like a baby. I think you could outrun it.
I would
at
definitely
least for a little bit.
Phone a friend if I was wrong.
Help! What's wrong, Izzy? There's a fucking... It's like an otter!
Would you answer my phone call if I called you in the middle of the day?
The middle... Yeah, absolutely. In the middle of the day, for sure. I would be like, hello?
Well, why would I send my partner to the beach in the middle of the night?
That's yeah, I know. It's a good point. Middle of the day, I'm absolutely like, Izzy, what's up? You're like, I'm in Ireland!
Would you take me seriously?
I'm fighting it. If you were scared, yeah, probably. I'd be like, if you're like, oh my god, dude, I would be like, well, I don't know if there's a big otter chasing her, but clearly there's an animal after her.
Something's wrong.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe a bear.
Yeah, I'd be like, well, Izzy's gonna die, and I hang up. Izzy's definitely dead.
Let's Sucks say that her. The Dover Shoe is in America, because I don't think I'd live in Ireland.
Okay.
If we were in the same town,
you're
like
at,
same
like
vicinity.
Lake Thunderbird or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah,
and I'm like, I'm running it towards your house. What do you do?
I'd be like, don't bring it here. What the fuck? Next we got, this one is also another creative writing thing. The Dober Chew is two cute animals drowned in a nightmare. Pretty goated so far.
Okay.
And before.
Two cute animals? Dog and fish?
Dog and otter.
Oh, okay.
And then make that super aquatic.
Wait. Full stop. Pause. Rewind back to the previous article. Didn't it say it ate dogs?
It's, yeah, but it didn't
Does that
expand
make it
on that.
Cannibal, if it's part dog?
Ooh, I don't think it's literally part dog. I think it's an animal that has dog-like
like
things.
Dog-like, but I still feel like that warrants,
no, it's
like,
a little fucked up. It's like
weird.
How, like, it's kind of like how orca whales will eat sharks.
Yeah.
They're pretty close. Before, a demonic otter hybrid, a demonic otter-hound hybrid, that would make a cool and villainous pet. After... Well, that's not going to fit around my shoulders. I don't know.
What is this writing?
Yeah, I really don't know. Let's, you know what?
Does it have any...
This one sucks. That was a bad opener.
It's the font, too.
Yeah, it's got the baby font. It's an article for babies by babies. All right, anyway, let's be honest. If you ever encountered this hellish Irish otter dog, you wouldn't fuss over pronouncing it Duragoo or Doragow. It would just be the first lengthened obscenity that left your mouth as you ran screaming in the opposite direction. True.
I don't think I would yell curse words.
Fuck!
I think I would just scream.
You'd go, ah!
Yeah.
You'd go,
not that high pitch.
Oh! Help! I'm in danger.
Yeah.
But, next week, this
hey
is...
Hey Siri, call Ben.
Is it doing it?
No.
Okay. We're going to skip that one. Oh, this probably talks about the fucking horses, this part. Horses for courses is the heading here.
What? So they eat horses too?
I don't know. Let's see.
These otters are evil as fuck.
In another version, as heard by a Miss Walkington in 1896, the demon's furious mate frightened the husband's horse as far as another town. As before, the husband killed the creature, and this time its stubborn, its unborn young, when it later rammed its head through the poor animal. What the Oh, okay.
Wait, read that again.
Here's what happened. I'll just tell you, because I understand it. One of the otter beasts was pregnant. And the unborn otter was inside of it and wanted to escape. So it smashed its head through its parents', I guess, uterine wall and escaped through their stomach tissue or whatever. It like it escaped. Like an alien in that one movie.
Okay, so they... So the otter's just alive inside of its mother.
I guess. I don't know. This one was like 9 months and like one day. This guy was ready to come out.
It was ready. Yes. Past due.
It smashed through the creature's body is the moral of the story there.
Okay.
As before, the husband killed the creature. Yeah. To add insult to injury, the town was also named Garinard after it, meaning bad horse in high area. Talk about kicking it when it's down. All right. At least the 16 verse...
Hold on,
what the fuck is this talking about? Because it's a... In another version heard by Miss Walkington in 1896, the demon's furious mate, so this is the scary creature, frightened the husband's horse as far as another town. As before, the husband killed the creature. Why is it talking about a horse? Why is it talking about this horse? It's kind of irrelevant. Like, this is
when
called,
you first read it, I thought that...
It rammed through the horse.
And the horse was pregnant, and its baby fell out.
No, this...
I don't understand. What happened to the horse? Why are you blaming the horse? How can a horse fight a demonic otter?
As before,
I think this writer is just not...
Yeah, this section to be called
baby writer
the horse
for baby
section,
font for baby article.
This one just... Yeah, this sucks. That makes no sense. All right. At least the 16-verse poem, Dober Chew of Glened Lake... by Anonymous is easier on the in equines. Poor Grace still dies horribly, but it's her brother and husband who team up to kill the Dover Chew's mate and simply stand their horses to the side and kill the monster when it goes for their legs. All right. Incredible.
Interesting.
That was frustrating. All right, who's the real survivor? That's what this next part's called. Well, the Irish crocodile reportedly attacked a man further back in 1674 and was described as a black and hairless otter/dog that tried to drag him into the water. There have been sightings of Dober Chew as recently as the 2000s, too, mostly as a trundling, 10-foot, long beast with a sheep-like head near Swarns Lough in County Mayo, I don't know, and Connemara in County Galway. Funnily enough, about 6 million years ago, giant otters weren't just a legend. Yeah, I've seen that before. What does this part say? I keep tapping this damn mic. China's Siamagol Gal Mil... Whatever. It's a big word, for instance, was a wolf-sized... Oh, my God. Was a wolf-sized with a powerful bite. And although it was found thousands of kilometers away, it could have ranged far and wide or had relatives who did. A couple of stories from... Hebridean folklore also mention a king of the otters. Apparently wearing his fur ensures victory in battle, and the smoke of him will fell a man 60 yards away. Well, if he enjoys a big royal cigar, who's going to stop him? You? Of course, one of the most famous prehistoric water legends is Nessie, and some sources suggest Dober Chew is just the teenage version. It's going to need a bigger lake, then.
I have a beef with this writer, man.
Yeah, this
it's
was
bad.
They didn't do too good on this one. There have been a couple episodes where we just find the worst of the worst. Like, you know, this is somebody... I think this is an actual journalist, though, so I don't know if we need to, like... Yeah, this is called Coffee and Creatures. So we can give them a little bit of criticism.
Yeah. If it's your job, then...
If you would like to refute this criticism, writer, email me at goblinhour.com. It's not real.
Yeah. It's like it doesn't
don't
have an at.
No, I've added my Twitter before. If you do need to be mean to me, writer, because I'm being mean to you... You can tweet me at the ultimate nano. So please.
Let's start a Twitter feud.
Ooh. Here's their awesome tagline they want to end with. Probable motto, don't wash your clothes in my lake, and I won't wash my teeth in your blood. Goated.
Girl.
Audience. No, you could say... not only was that not the best little thing, little article, mm-hmm. but it was also for the birds. All right, any thoughts, Izzy, on that creature? Pretty cool.
I think that the drawings are a lot more interesting than the actual
stories. This one. You can scroll through the pages on that, but that's like a child's drawing to go with the baby font. But yeah, I don't know. I really like a big water creature like this.
It does look like a child was trying to draw an otter.
Yeah, I think that has to be an actual, like, literal child's drawing. There's no way that's like...
I mean, I'm not an artist, but...
It's just, I don't know why an adult would draw it like that.
Yeah, like it's very, like, childlike proportions, like, not understanding
Like, an adult would sketch it out better. Like, they would sketch it, you know? They wouldn't, like, it's a colored drawing, which is, like, why would an adult get out their colored pencils and do that?
Is this the grave thing?
Yeah, I think so. Pretty cool, huh?
It doesn't...
Yeah, it's that other page. Rewind if you want to hear what it looks like, podcast listeners. But it doesn't look like how it was described. Like, it was way too much detail on Wikipedia.
What the fuck is this? The first one looks like... This is like me cloud watching, but with this gravestone, mm-hmm. right? It looks like...
Goku.
A man with, like, arms instead of legs. So, like, two sets of arms.
Like a chimp.
Yeah. Kneeling.
A chimp on
all
fours.
With an axe in his ass.
Yeah, that's a good description.
Doesn't it?
Yeah, I can see that a little bit. Okay. Yeah, it's just weird. Whatever it is headless also.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like it has a head.
Or it's, like, consuming something through its neck. And then the second one looks like
a horse. I would hate
a
life without heads. Yeah. Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys. Thank you. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, guys.
And then the second one looks like someone got impaled through a centaur, like through the middle of
the
horse's back.
Oh, yeah, I see what you're talking about. It's like a guy who was, like, coming out of the ground and went through, like,
a centaur's
stomach.
Is this the baby, like, piercing through?
Oh, it's got to be. I think that's a good guess.
Okay.
That's got to be the baby rocketing out.
It doesn't look like an otter.
That's how I was born. I just rocketed out of my mother to go fight somebody. I'm doing ASMR while Izzy's reading the thing.
It's just interesting.
Yeah, no, it's pretty crazy.
I think the craziest thing is the dagger still.
Yeah, fucking, and we learned that in second one. Wow, it came full circle. That's so cool.
I don't know. I think the dagger is...
It is weird. The fact that he fought...
Okay, do you think we're talking, like, medieval dagger, which is, like, pretty long?
I'm imagining this is probably the size of the blade.
So, like, 6 inches?
Yeah. 6 inches.
I don't know how long 6 inches... It's to my thumbs.
Yeah, I think the thing is, like, an inch is generally that. So...
We need another person in here. Line it all up.
Probably 5 inches.
I'd say probably 6.
Probably 5 or 6, yeah.
I feel like it should be longer, but, you know, gotta do with what you gotta do.
I think that's probably fine. Like a 5-inch dagger, that works to kill a dober chill.
I think we should go through your hypothetical. Let's say your partner.
Me? I'm in it now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
So you tell your partner to go down to Lake Thunderbird.
Hey, go to Lake Thunderbird. Get mushrooms. I'm cooking dinner.
Let's change it. Let's get some rocks.
Okay.
Get some rocks for some decoration.
The cabin looks shitty. Go find rocks.
Go get some, like, pretty rocks.
I'm going to stay here and drink. Yeah.
I'm going to chop wood. You're chopping wood for the cabin, right?
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, that's me.
And then you hear, well, I probably shouldn't give you an axe, right?
I'm chopping with my dagger.
You're chopping
with
your dagger.
I'm whittling.
You're whittling something.
I'm like, I'm going to make her a awesome little figurine.
Yeah, little figurine.
I'm going to give her a statue of me that's hand-sized.
Okay, yes. So you're whittling a little statue for a surprise, right?
Yeah.
She's down getting some rocks. Or they.
Yeah.
And you hear a scream.
Yeah, for me, you can do she.
Okay, she screams.
Okay.
And so... You drop everything.
No, I ignore it. I'm like, that's the, she's the Dover cheese got her. I'm not doing, I don't fuck with that. No. I drop the whittling thing, but I have the dagger.
Right. You keep the knife, right? Because you hear screaming, think danger, right? Mm-hmm. You go, and she's already dead. Or do you want her to be alive?
I'm leaving then. No, I'm like, oh, I'll kill you.
She's still alive.
Okay.
She's missing a leg, though. It's
no. Gone.
Yeah. And he is working on the other leg. Or she. Who knows?
The otter.
One of the otters.
The Dober Chew.
Yeah, the Dober Chew. And it sees you.
Good. I wanted to know it's coming. That I'm going to be there.
Do you kill it?
Yeah, I'm going to try.
Okay, so you kill it.
Because she's still got a chance.
But it screeches for its friend.
I remember. I think back as I'm fighting it. I'm like, the blade's bouncing off its hide. I remember.
I don't think Izzy it will said, work. Yeah, go for the eyes.
Go for the eyes. It screams. It lets out a pain as I plunge my hand into its eye socket and rip out its brain. Smash it down.
Right.
Let's get out of here, babe. I pick her up.
Okay, but the second Dover Chew is there.
Yeah, because as I pick her up, out of the water. No!
Who do you phone Tanner for your friend?
Help! I just start calling help.
Or do you call, you're going to have to censor
so
this.
So I get a phone a
friend. I think that you should call, you're going to have to censor this. Or
I have to censor a lot of that now. What would they do? What are they doing to help?
I don't know. Probably ignore the situation. No,
I'm calling Tanner. I'm calling Tanner and Brennan. I'm being like, guys, my beautiful G.
I think the real hypothetical is, okay, the big group. We're walking around the lake. Mm-hmm. Jason wanders off as usual.
No, Izzy, don't do it to Jason.
Okay, but if one of us was to get attacked by wandering off.
Jason wanders off.
It would be Jason or Tanner. But Tanner usually drags someone
Tanner
with him.
Would drag someone. Jason would do it alone.
Yeah, and he claims that he doesn't walk off, but he does.
So Jason,
do you think
walking,
we would stand a
talking.
Chance against the Dover Chew as a group?
For five sure, of right? us?
Yeah.
Yes.
Do we have a dagger, though?
Doesn't matter at that point. We're taking it out.
We're
we know
taking
to go
it
for
out.
The
we got to save Jason.
Because if it's Jason?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm
we
ripping this thing's
head
off.
I'm going to get my car. I'm running it over.
We're going to fuck. We're getting Jason back. Yeah. That's crazy. You put it as, like, Jason's. Like, if it's my beautiful goddess, GF, I'm going to be a little bit like, oh, man, I don't want her to die. It's Jason, though?
We got to get it. We got to save Jason.
Jason. Yeah. I mean, I think that's it. I think that's all we got for the awesome otter.
End with the hypothetical.
Story. End with the hypothetical. I mean, what we really got to end with is, Izzy, do you want to plug anything? Do you have anything you want to advertise?
Been a Nice Future True Crime Podcast.
Yes. Check out that awesome podcast
that
at some point.
That doesn't exist yet, but will at some point.
At some point, there will be like an update.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Ben will plug it because he'll be the co-host.
I'll be like, check it out, guys.
Yeah.
Anyway, I guess everyone listening, I've been Goblin Hour. Have a good night.
Yeah.
See you around.
Watch out for those Dober shoes.
Thanks for being here. Have a good one, guys. See y'all around.